In 2 Timothy chapter 2, you'll find a verse that a lot of Christian Zionists like to use for the Jews. Okay, and they say, yeah, they're going to be saved one day. And they'll quote 2 Timothy 2, verse 10. It says, therefore I endure all things for the elect's sake, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. How many of you have ever heard something like that? Okay, I've had people, anytime we talk about the topic of the Jews, they'll always bring this up. Okay, this along with Romans chapter 11, all right? And they'll say, see, we endure all things for the elect's sake. Why? Because the elect are the Jews. And they're not saved, obviously, but we do it for the elect's sake, that they may be saved through Jesus Christ. Now, I've heard different interpretations of this specific verse. I'm going to give you my interpretation of this, okay? This is something that I studied a while back. I believe it's right. If you think it's wrong, you can tell me right afterwards and show me some verses. You let me know what you think about this. Now, in chapter 2 of 2 Timothy, what is it? What is the theme of it? The theme really is enduring hardships. Yeah. Because if you remember in chapter number 1, he's talking to Timothy and he's saying, hey, you know, God did not give us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. He's telling them, hey, be not ashamed of my chain. And he talks over and over again about persecutions. Well, persecution is in relation to trials. It's in relation to tribulation. And he says there in verse number 3, look what it says. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. If a man also strive for masteries, yet is he not crowned, except he strive lawfully. Okay? Now skip down to verse number 9. So what is he talking about there in verses 3 through 5? He's encouraging Timothy, hey, endure hardships. Amen. Like a good soldier. Okay? You're not going to get crowned if you don't endure hardships, which is what we saw in James chapter 1. Now look at verse 9. Wherein I suffer trouble as an evildoer, even unto bonds, but the word of God is not bound. Now, the famous verse in verse number 10. Therefore, I endure all things for the elect's sake, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. It is a faithful saying, for if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he will also deny us. If we believe not, yet he abideth faithful. He cannot deny himself. Now, verse number 10, let's just break this down. First and foremost, this is not talking about the Jews.
Right.
The elect are not the Jews. And Amen. We can go tons of verses in the New Testament where the Bible clearly states that we, the saved people, are the elect.
Amen.
And I believe that's exactly what he's talking about there. Yep. Now, when he says obtain salvation, which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory, I don't believe he's talking about eternal life type of salvation. Now, let me explain to you why. Okay? He said, whoa, hold on a second. Well, look, there's plenty of times in the Bible where salvation is mentioned, and it's not in relation to eternal life.
Right.
For example, in Acts chapter number 2, it talks about the sun and moon being darkened. It says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Well, that's a quote from where? From Joel chapter 2, where the Bible says that when the sun and moon are darkened, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. So saved and delivered are used synonymously, and it's talking about what it's talking about in Matthew chapter 24, where it says this, they that endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. We say later on in that same chapter that he says this, those days shall be, if they were not shortened, no flesh should be saved, okay? So that's talking about the latter portion, the great tribulation, that if you're able to endure that time physically, you can see the redemption of the Lord, Amen. Him coming in the clouds, etc. So we can see multiple times in the Bible where salvation saved is used differently in different ways. We just got to see what context it's being used in. Amen. Now, with that in mind, you say, well, then how do you make sense of that? Because if it's talking about elect and they're saved, why is he enduring all things for the elect's sake that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory? So I need you to keep this in mind. We're talking about enduring hardness.
Right.
Chapter 2 of 2 Timothy is talking about enduring hardness. Now let's go to 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse number 10. It says here, but thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience. Verse 11, persecutions, afflictions, which came unto me at Antioch and Iconium at Lystra, what persecutions I endured. And look what happens. But out of them all, the Lord, what? Delivered me.
Amen.
Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. So what is verse 10 of chapter 2 of 2 Timothy talking about? I believe it's talking about this. He endures hardness for the elect's sake, so that when they see his example, they'll realize God's going to deliver me out of this as well. Why is that? Because if you study when people are persecuted, obviously we see Stephen dying, okay? But for the most part, when Paul was being persecuted, every time he had afflictions, guess what? God did deliver him out of all those things. And if you study Philippians chapter 1 and verse 13, when he's in prison, what happens? The brethren wax bold. They wax confident in the Lord because he's in bondage. He's enduring afflictions. You see, when someone does not endure afflictions, what does that do? That discourages believers. They're like, man, if he can't do it, then I don't know if I can. But when you see people enduring hardness and they're like, they're doing it, you know what? They have confidence. Hey, you know what? I can do it as well. So what I believe the 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse number 10 is talking about, I think it's talking about the deliverance that we see in 2 Timothy chapter number 3, being delivered out of all those temptations and persecutions. I think that would make sense because he's saying for the elect's sake, and he's talking about enduring afflictions in chapter 2, and then he gives his manner of life in chapter number 3, and he says, out of all those persecutions, I endured them, and the Lord delivered me out of them all. Amen. Okay? So, no, it's not talking about the Jews. I think it's very, if you just compare scripture with scripture, you read it in context, it's talking about being delivered from persecutions, that the Lord can do that. Now, you know, if the Lord doesn't deliver us, so be it. We will not bow the knee, amen? Amen. Just like Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego. But you know what? For the most part, he can and he will, all right? Amen.